You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Zomato share price plunged more than 14% to Rs. 46 apiece, a new all-time low on BSE on Monday, as one-year lock-in period for the pre-IPO investors has ended. The stock has plummeted 73% from its all-time high of Rs. 169.10 apiece, touched last year in November. While on a year-to-date basis, Zomato stock has tanked 65%, analysts say that the end of one-year lock-in period has resulted a bit of a selling rush in the stock, and this has also sent the stock in the oversold territory. In another market update, Yes Bank share price tanked 4% on Monday to Rs. 14 per share on BSE, even after the lender reported 50% increase in net profit at Rs. 311 crore for the fiscal first quarter ending June 2022 on the back of the fall in provisions for bad loans and healthy income growth, up from Rs. 207 crore profit in the year-ago period. Yes Bank's net interest income jumped 32% on year to Rs. 1,850 crore, whereas net interest margins marginally declined to 2.4% during first quarter of financial year 22-23 from 2.5% in the previous quarter. So far this year, Yes Bank share price has risen 1.07%, outperforming benchmark Nifty 50, which has stumbled 5%. However, analysts remain skeptical of Yes Bank's stock performance going forward. In the industrial sector, Tata Housing sale bookings surged fivefold to Rs. 623 crore in April-June 2022-23 on strong demand across its residential projects. Tata Housing, which is a 100% subsidiary of Tata Sons Private Limited, is one of the leading real estate players in the country and is developing projects across major cities. Sanjay Dutt, Managing Director and CEO of Tata Realty and Infrastructure, said, "With the rise in demand propelled by normalcy post the last COVID wave, Tata Housing has generated Rs. 623 crore revenue in Q1 and has added Luxa One in Maldives to our portfolio. Housing sales of almost all real estate developers were badly impacted in June quarter last fiscal year because of the second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. With exponential growth in the first quarter of FY23, he said the company looks forward to reshaping the demand for residential solutions in India and international markets. He expects to clock triple-digit growth in current fiscal year. Meanwhile, MSME lending platform Ugrow Capital on Monday reported a profit after tax of Rs. 7.3 crore in the first quarter of financial year 22-23, up 329% from Rs. 1.7 crore in first quarter of financial year 21-22, with gross loans originated jumping over 311% to Rs. 1,359 crore in first quarter from the year-ago period and 41% from the fourth quarter of financial year 21-22. PAT during the previous quarter stood at Rs. 6.1 crore. The total income of the company grew over 141% year-on-year in first quarter of financial year 22-23 to Rs. 123.8 crore from Rs. 51.3 crore in first quarter of financial year 21-22. The quarter-on-quarter growth stood at more than 8.4% from Rs. 114.2 crore in fourth quarter of financial year 21-22. In an important update and also a reminder, the deadline for ITR filing for the assessment year 22-23 may not get an extension this time. Last week, over 2.3 crore income tax returns were filed by July 20th for fiscal 2021-22, and the government is not considering any extension of the due date for ITR filing for AY 22-23. The filing of income tax return is for the income of the previous year and therefore for the financial year 21-22, the assessment year is 22-23. Taxpayers failing to file ITR for 2022-23 by July 31, 2022 may still file the returns by December 31, 2022 but will have to pay a fine along with interest on any unpaid taxes for the year 2021-22. As per Section 234F, late filing fees of Rs. 5,000 will have to be paid if ITR is filed after the due date. However, the number of late filing fees to be paid shall be Rs. 1,000 if the total income of the person does not exceed Rs. 5 lakh. And lastly, let's hear how the stock market performed today. Domestic stock markets closed with losses after a volatile trading session on Monday. S&P BSE Sensex fell 306 points, or 0.55%, to settle at 55,766, while the NSE Nifty 50 index ended at 16,631, down 0.53%. Mahindra & Mahindra was the worst performing Sensex stock, down 3.83%, followed by Reliance Industries and Maruti Suzuki India. Bank Nifty index closed flat with a negative bias, while India VIX rose 6.19%. You're listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.